Warning, the following audio transmission will forever change your outlook on society. You will no longer believe the narrative. You are about to wake up and see things for what they really are. News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Doom Daily Show. I am your host, Jester Dooms. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. I hope everybody is having a lovely Monday morning. Holy crap, did I have a busy weekend. It was kind of nonstop. I was expected to have a 12-day work week and then be off. And then a volunteer situation arose, so I chose to go volunteer. And that sucked 7 hours out of my day. And then lots of 911 calls, lots of problematic weather situations. So I ended up going back in to be of assistance later on in the day. But thankfully, by the time I got down there, nothing more was going wrong and pretty much eased into my lovely Saturday evening. Woke up Sunday, spent all day kind of working outside, cutting trees down and working on some projects. I am on a pine tree genocide. I want all the pines to be gone. I'm so sick of cleaning tree sap off of things and cleaning up the pollen. And the pollen, when it sits on something, turns black. And then you find yourself having this big, like, chore of removing this because it just doesn't wipe off at that point. It just doesn't rinse off. It's like you have to scrub it. You have to get a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser or rubbing alcohol or some kind of crazy chemical compound to eradicate the moldy pollen. Anyway, so new episode of the other show is coming out tomorrow. For those of you guys that don't know about Prep Stock, oh my God, go to www.prepstock.net. Get your tickets. We now have over $5,000 worth of giveaway items. Oh my God. And all you got to do is just be there to win. That's it. We're not making anybody buy raffle tickets or whatever. We're going to call these door prizes. And we're just going to start giving stuff away. And you guys are going to get hooked up. So be there. Prepstock.net. Check it out. Anyway, moving on. Had a lovely, lovely dinner this evening. Consisting of one turkey hot dog. And chicken nachos and cheese, and, you know, again, pretty much in the realm of blood type based diet, just a little bit of a deviation from the plan there. I was just overwhelmingly hungry and needed something, and my brain just gravitated to wanting crunchy chicken cheesy nachos. So we had crunchy chicken cheesy nachos. Now I'm sitting here out in the Toyota Tundra recording this lovely show for you people. I was in the studio earlier today, was there for about 2 hours, and got sick of being there. Or else I could have recorded this show there, but I'm just like, you know, I don't even think I enjoy going and sitting in the studio anymore. It's like weird because I'm in this big office building by myself when I'm down there. And then it's almost creepy because you walk in and then there's nobody there and then you might hear people in the hallways, right? So it's kind of creepy. And you don't ever know like who the people are that are out there because there's different businesses within the office. So it's strange. It's very strange to say the least. Like, is someone outside that door listening? Are they slipping something in my water that's out there? Anyway, I'm much happier recording in the truck than I am anywhere else, I think. But the truck, unfortunately, smells horrible. May have told you guys last week about the 2 gallons of distilled water that I had leak out in the truck. I am not able to get the truck properly dried out. Humidity here where I live is a bitch. Therefore, my truck just has this overwhelming smell of, like, mildew. And it is driving me nuts. And I got to figure out a way to get this out of here. And, you know, the crazy part about that is I've never had sealed 1 gallon jugs of distilled water just leak out. I've never had that happen. So, like, I'm wondering what caused it. Did it get too hot in the truck? The water expanded, popped the seal. I sat the jugs upright so the air could escape back in there so I could see how much water was actually spilled in the truck. And it's not. They're not even allowing air to go back in. So in my mind, I'm like, what could have made this water be forced out of these jugs? I'm not a scientist, so I have no idea. But I got to work on getting this handled. For those of you that were curious about my Subaru endeavor, my car search, my hunt that I've been on since 2015, I think that may come to an end tomorrow. Today. for you guys. Maybe on Monday it'll come to an end. I think I found the car. I think I found the one. I think it's the one I'm going to get. I'm pretty spot on and certain that it is. It is not the original car that I wanted, but after going and test driving some newer ones, I've drastically changed my mind. I ultimately wanted this older, you know, 07 WRX STI, something that would be relatively affordable and, you know, something that it's not new, it's not nice, so I can play with it, I could do stuff to it, and I could not worry about tearing it up kind of thing. I'm getting older now. I have no desire to go fast and be a nutball. I just want a nice car to drive. I want something that I could take out on the back roads, put the windows down, listen to the engine as I'm just driving around. I want something that looks nice and something that has a nice ride. My truck rides like a brick shithouse because it's got towing suspension on it with the E-load rated tires. So it rides like a brick shithouse. My SUV, my FJ Cruiser, rides like a Cadillac. It has such a smooth ride, but tires for that thing are very expensive and I'd prefer not to drive it every day. So I want something that I can drive every day and be happy driving that. Also, I have this motorcycle that I never ride. It's been sitting here. It doesn't even have 1,000 miles on it yet, so it's time to get rid of it. I've had the bike sitting here for 3 years, and I've only put about 700 miles on it, and that is not enough for me to justify owning it. I don't ride it enough. And part of that is having children and not being able to just dump off the kids and go for a ride. That's, you know, kind of the big facet here. But if I want to take the car out for a drive, I can put the kids in the car. You know, same goes with like being able to ride the ATVs around. Can't stuff all the kids on an ATV, but I could damn sure put them in the back of the FJ Cruiser and we can go cruise around and go off-roading and do fun stuff. So I've just reached this point in my life where I'm like, you know what? I could sit here and be bored until, you know, I'm dead and gone, or I could start living a little bit while I'm still here alive and kicking. So that is the plan. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages, ladies and gentlemen.
Can't get enough of Jester Dooms? Check out his other show, It's Doomsday Podcast, available on all podcast platforms. That's It's Doomsday Podcast.
Back to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Doom Daily Show. I'm your host, Jester Dooms. In case you forgot, the email is doomdailyshow@gmail.com. Now, we said at the end of the opening of the show, get busy living, you know, and kind of start getting out there, enjoying yourself and enjoying your life. Okay. Now, we are all kind of guilty, unless you're an utter total piece of shit that is a non-productive member of society who doesn't care to have a job and doesn't care to do anything and doesn't care to pay bills. Unless you are a total bag of ass, we all are working toward the finish line of retirement. And it is a big-ass scam, ladies and gentlemen. In case nobody's told you before, it is a big-ass scam. We work the best years of our lives to the bone, and we incur injuries and the injuries. Let's talk about that for a second. You develop sciatica. You develop degenerative disc disease. You develop carpal tunnel. You develop knee issues and hip issues and all these joint issues and arthritis, and the list goes on and on and on, just so you can make it to retirement. And then you finally retire and you're too plagued by all these things that ail you, all these aches and pains, to actually enjoy your life, okay? And then that's why a lot of people bring up the idea, well, Doomy, you could just be self-employed. And if you were self-employed, you wouldn't have these issues. And you know what? That's false. Because as somebody that ran a business for 5 years, I can tell you, you work harder doing that than you do anything else. You don't sleep. You don't eat right. You bust your ass. You get things done because you have to get that paycheck from that customer. Being self-employed is a mother. And trying to do it alongside of somebody else in a partnership is just as challenging. Because then you find yourself measuring your efforts versus your partner's efforts, and these get kind of counterproductive, so it's a big pain in the ass. A lot of people who open up businesses try and fail. My business was very successful in the very beginning. In the very first year, a lot of money was made, a lot of work came in, and then there was just this kind of trickle-down effect where things got slower and slower and slower and slower, and I mean, I could only assume economy. We didn't start doing shitty work. You know, we didn't start doing less advertising. Like we didn't start doing less. You know what I'm saying? It was just weird. It was like every year the gross income was less and less and less and less and less. I'm like, all right, something's going on here. Then my final year in business, I was like, okay, I think I'm throwing in the towel. It's been 5 years of busting my ass. I don't want to keep killing myself like this. Customers suck. There was a lot of reasons to get out of it. But that's when old Doomy decided to get involved in law enforcement and really took a liking to pretty much everything I've done in the realm of law enforcement. And now moving into the emergency side, the emergency medical side of things, it's my brain is constantly intrigued by the things I don't know. So I'm learning more, I'm doing more. Anyway, back to the whole rat race of life here. So being that I'm getting a little bit older, the idea of retirement is something that's coming into my mind now. It's, you know, like, dude, you're going to have to retire one day. What are you going to do? You know, what's your plan here? And Doomy's got some things figured out as far as that goes, as far as potential retirement income. I really wish I had a job that came with a good pension. One thing I'm doing right now comes with a very small, eensy-weensy little pension. It's not enough. But there are things, you know, in the works as far as retirement goes, and there's different investments I'm making in different areas. And I think if I play my cards right, everything will pay off. At least I hope. There's a lot of people out there who have this mentality that they're going to survive on Social Security income. And ladies and gentlemen, last time I checked, that wasn't even enough to pay rent nowadays. So I'm really getting concerned with what we're going to start seeing, because the baby boomer generation is all retiring, going into nursing homes. They're starting to die off. Okay. And this, in my opinion, was like one of the last generations to really have the whole after work retirement lifestyle figured out. Okay. They were the last of it. So Gen Xers have been building and have been doing things and have been trying. But you got to think about how long the baby boomers have been around, where they may have put their money into investments where, you know, the economy was better. And when they were actually working and they were actually doing and actually building pensions and building 401ks and doing things, you know, they've been at it a lot longer. So when the Gen Xers come up time to retire, you know, what's going to be their deal? Where are they going to, you know, where are they funneling funds now for retirement? What is their plan? What is their biggest investments? I mean, I'm one of these firm believers, you know, you invest in precious metals. That's where you want to be, you know, invest in silver, invest in gold, invest in the precious metals, because those things forever increase in value. They don't go back down. They'll go up and down, but they don't, you know, price of gold's not going to drop to $50 tomorrow. I guarantee it. That's not happening, right? It's just not. So it's only going to go up. So we see it fluctuate, you know, buy low, hang on to it, then sell. You know, you could keep doing that, or you could just keep it till the point of retirement and then be like, I have all the shit that I need to get rid of now, all this gold. And you don't have to get rid of it all at once. You get rid of what you need to get by. Or maybe, you know, you're one of these people that says, you know, I want enough money in the bank to live off the interest, and I don't want to dick around with the 401k, and I don't want to dick around with this or dick around with that. Maybe you take that gold and you fund that. Like, it's like, okay, I'm retired now. I need to just get over that hump to get that interest I want out of this account, right? Boom, maybe that's it. You know what I'm saying? So, but we are all scammed to death with this system, and I wish more of us were waking up to this idea that you spend all your adolescent years in school to the point of 18 years old or longer, if you're on the slow side of the spectrum. Then they tell you you need to go to college. And if you want to make good money, you need to be there for a while. But I think most people are just going out and getting like a 2-year degree or going to trade school. So by the time they're 21, they're ready to rock and roll and they're in the workforce. Okay. And then they're doing this to like 65 years old. So 44 years of work, essentially, to have 5, 10, 20 years of retirement, you know, and actually enjoy your life while your body's falling apart. Is anybody else seeing the freaking problem here, or is it just me? When I was at the sheriff's office, there was one guy there that was, I can't remember what his rank was. I think he was a lieutenant, but he was telling me, and well, he's telling all of us as a group, you know, you guys really need to work on taking care of your bodies and staying physically fit and watching what you eat and taking good care of yourself, because the retirement system is banking on the fact you die. They're banking on it. They want you to pay into this. They don't want to pay you your pension. They don't want to pay you your retirement. They want you to die. That's what they want. And they're hoping that you will. So they don't want you to take good care of yourself, but we care about you. We do. We want to see you get to retirement and enjoy yourself. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back right after these messages.
Prep Stock is happening this October. go to www.prepstock.net for more information. Prepstock is the ultimate survival event. That's prepstock.net for all information and updates.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Doom Daily Show. I'm your host, Jester Dooms. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. I almost forgot what show I was on for a second. Maybe I did. Hope I welcomed you guys back to the right show. Anyway, moving on with our, kind of to segue into something else off from the previous segment. What is your idea of retirement? What does it look like? I could tell you what Doomies looks like. I know exactly what mine looks like. So we've been amassing some things over the years here as far as, you know, cars and property and you know, businesses and different things. We've been working our asses off and working really hard. And it has sucked up so much time. And, you know, it's like you got to think, you can't take everything with you when you die. So what are you going to do? You know, I have plans for certain things. You know, I want to make sure my kids are really, really well taken care of. I want to make sure that they get the things that they need. You know, when I'm gone, I hope, hopefully when I'm dead and gone and my wife's dead and gone, one of them will get the house, right? Maybe one will want to take over one of the businesses. Maybe one will want one of the vehicles. Maybe I can leave something in passing, you know, for them. And if I leave a kid a car and they want to take it and sell it and bank the cash, oh, well, what am I going to do? I'm dead and gone. I don't care. It's fine. I don't care. Now, my truck I'm sitting in right now, I know I'm going to gift it. Well, okay, this is very contingent based on how well my child does, you know, as he gets older here, you know, grades, school, behavioral, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I've had this truck since the day my son was born, and this truck brought home both my kids from the hospital, my two younger boys. And I asked him one day, I said, little Dooms, do you want this truck when you start driving? Would you want to have this? And he said, well, yeah. And I figure at that point, the truck's going to be 16 years old. God only knows what kind of shape it's going to be. And this might be a very good starter vehicle for him. But if his behavior sucks, if his grades aren't good, yeah, you're not getting it, dude. We'll get you a Ford Fiesta or something if we even get you a car. Doomy doesn't reward shit. You know, if you got a bad behavior going on, don't ask me for anything. So as long as he stays on the track of being a good boy, maybe he'll get this truck. Maybe the other one will get one of the other cars. Maybe one will take the house. I don't know. But I, you know, talking to my wife and going through the motions of things with retirement, I really have been enjoying entertaining the idea of getting an RV and traveling around the U.S. That's absolutely what I'd love to do, as long as it's affordable. And no, I don't want some Tesla Winnebago bullshit. Like, I want a legit diesel engine, and I want to truck it across the country. That's what I want. I want to be able to see things. You know, I want to be able to go to different landmarks. I want to be able to go to different places. I want to be able to visit with long-lost friends. Like, I want to go travel and, you know, see the country. You know, I've been a lot of places, but I haven't seen everything. And I know I never will, but if you're retired, what do you want to do? You want to sit home and play in front of the TV and, you know, work your garden? Like, for some people, that might be what they want. I want to travel, right? I'd love to have a house overseas. I'd love to have a house overseas in Greece, and I'd like to have one here in the U.S. You know, just, I've thought this plan of how awesome would it be to have a little tiny cabin tucked away somewhere in the mountains, a place that you could actually call home. When you're done with your road trips and you need a place to hang your hat, you have this nice little plot of land that you pay some people to landscape for you while you're gone, so you don't have to worry about it. And whenever you want to be home, you're home. And you enjoy yourself, you hang out, maybe you let some retirement money recoup in the bank, and then you go travel. Okay? One of our landlords does that. He's gone all the time. We barely ever see him. He pops in every once in a while, and, you know, we wirelessly send him the money for the rent for the one business, and, you know, it's that easy. It's not hard. And he just lives his life in his Winnebago, just traveling around the U.S., and I'm like, man, that's what I want to do. That's so cool. I would also like to spend, you know, the summers overseas, too, and actually enjoy myself there, you know, so. But that's my idea of retirement. And, you know, in order for us to have these good retirements and being able to do these things, we have to make smart investments. We have to work our asses off. As far as I'm concerned right now, I don't care which one of my kids takes this house when I die or takes the property. I don't give a rat's ass. Whoever takes it, though, I want to make sure that they take care of it. I want to make sure that they actually want it. They're not taking it because they have no other place to live. You know what I'm saying? I want them to take it because they want to be in the house and they want to raise their kids there, you know, and, you know, potentially whatever grandkids exist, things like that. You know what I'm saying? That's my perfect idea of retirement, and to obviously not be strapped for cash, you know, be able to live the life that you want to live and just like kind of prosper, you know, just be that person that's able to say, you know, I'm not worried about this bill. You know, we got this, that bill's covered, and oh, there's still plenty of money in the bank to do what we want. You know, I think that's the goal, right? To not sweat the small stuff and be able to enjoy yourself. Like, you shouldn't have to say to yourself, do I take a road trip or do I pay the mortgage? That should never come down to that. You should be able to enjoy your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this short ad.
If you like hard-hitting news and up-to-date explosive investigations, well, you better look elsewhere. Check out The Beans and Weenie Show is Doomed, most Saturday nights at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Rumble and Podbean. You are listening to The Doomed Daily Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Doomed Daily Show. Once again, your host, Jester Dooms. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. Okay, so we talk a lot, and I'm going to segue into another point coming off of this retirement, coming off of the scam of working, all that shit. And I'm going to segue this into something else. The toxicity of people around you. And we talk about this quite frequently on the show. Haters are going to hate, taters are going to tate. If people see that you're doing well, they're going to cause you problems. That's just what they do. That's human nature. Some people out there really have nothing better to do then mess with other people. Some people live and feed off of the drama. And for these people, I feel really bad. I really, truly, honestly do, because your life sucks so bad that you need to bring other people down to your level. And I know plenty of people like this. Oh my God. And when you surround yourself by these types of people, you will become one of these types of people. It is freaking crazy. It's bad. Okay, Something El Dumo does not tolerate is people that talk shit behind his back. Like, I don't tolerate that. If I hear a friend's talking some shit behind my back, or a coworker's talking some shit behind my back, like, that's the end of our relationship, buddy. It's done. Don't talk to me. I don't need to talk to you. I never need to see you again. Because if I do talk to you, and it's not an anger thing, it's like, whatever, dude, you talk shit, so what? Now what? That do something for you? Did it? Oh, that's good. Good for you, bud. But the thing is, the more you communicate with them, the more ammo they have for their fire, right? That's how that works. And we don't want to give them ammo for that fire. We don't want to do that. We want to keep them on a playing field of you only have what I'm willing to give you type thing. So with that being said, you have to remove the toxicity. You know, the toxic peoples, they need to go, right? You feel me? You picking up what I'm putting down? All right, so hypothetical situation. Let's say you are doing well, you're doing mildly successful. Your bills are paid, things are good, driving a nice car, got a decent job, and then, oh, look, here comes Toxic Tammy. And Toxic Tammy's just, you know, trutting her stuff down the sidewalk, comes up, sees you're doing well. Well, what's Toxic Tammy want to do? Toxic Tammy wants to tear you down. You know, and they'll do this in insignificant ways. Like, what are you driving now? Oh, I, you know, and this isn't me. This is just hypothetical. Oh, I drive a Range Rover now. Oh, that's cool. But it's not this. And this is better. Like, they say shit like that to you. And it's like, you know, that's cool. I bought this because this is what I wanted. I'm glad you like the other one better, but that's okay. So a coworker of mine, he went out and got a new truck. And is it a truck that I would have gotten? No, because it doesn't fit my lifestyle. Do I think it's a really nice, beautiful truck? Absolutely. And did I tell him, congratulations, dude, that's a really great truck? Yeah, I did. I was like, awesome, dude, good for you. Spreading positivity is key, right? That's the key to a happy existence, is spreading positivity. And a lot of people fall off on this. They don't get that. So, you know, if you see one of your friends has been on the struggle bus and they have a car that breaks down all the time, and you see them get into another piece of shit car, it's just congratulate them for the car. Don't be like, don't do the shit. Like, dude, you got another piece of shit, man. I'm going to have to give you rides every day now. Like, no, just congratulations. You got a new car. I'm happy for you, man. You know, and move on. That's it. People get hung up. Look, people get hung up on shit that they cannot change. All right. And it is mind-blowing how much effort people will put in to a situation that is 100% and totally out of their control. Okay? It is wild to me the way people can hold grudges in this life. I'll tell you what, I can be a very spiteful person, like if I truly want to be. In my later, you know, now that I'm getting older, a lot of that has calmed down. Oh, but when I was younger, I was a spiteful motherfucker. I was pretty bad. Like, you did not get one over on me. Like, I would win the war type thing. Like, that's how I was when I was younger. And then as I got older, I just kind of said to myself, you know, it's not worth surrounding myself with these kind of people anymore. Now I just cut people off. I talked to one of my buddies the other day. And so just to give you an example of this, I talked to one of my buddies the other day and he said something like, "Hey dude, I heard you were in town." And I was like, "Yeah, I was." And he's like, "Why didn't you tell me?" I was like, "Well, dude," I said, "I've been trying to get you to come visit me for like 11 years, man. You have traveled through the area I live in and you never stop. You never call. You don't even answer your phone until you're out of the area. Why would I come see you?" And he's like, "Yeah, I need to get down there. That's a good point." I was like, "And you never will, dude. Like, you're never, like, we grew up together." And I was like, "You're never going to come visit, man. It's cool. Like, I know you're not. You could be like, 'Yeah, I need to come down.' And you could talk all this shit. Dude, you're not coming. You're never coming." Right? So why would I want to waste my time coming to visit you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand being a good friend, like, oh, you know, let bygones be bygones and bury the hatchet, so to speak, kind of thing. But, you know, dude, it's, you know, that's not how this works. There needs to be some kind of 50% effort, you know, like you give what you get, 50-50 kind of thing. And I've ended a lot of friendships over my lifetime because I wasn't getting the same effort put in that I was putting in. Like when you find yourself driving to go see that one friend all the time, but they can't drive to see you, it's like, dude, that's shitty. You know, I've been down that road. But these people, as soon as you say, "Okay, I'm done with this. This isn't fair anymore." They get all hot and bothered and they get all shitty. Right. And I've even had people, I've done nice things for people, like nice gestures, like things I didn't have to do and went out of my way multiple times to help people out and got back this, "Oh, but it's not good enough" thing. And it's like, motherfucker, I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to do shit. I got up off my ass and I did something for you because you needed it and to help improve your life. And you probably asked for it at the same time. And then you come back and complain later that it wasn't good enough. That is some shit. The entitlement of people, by God, it is horrible. So that just kind of is what it is. And what's really cool though, doing the podcasting realm and doing the things I'm doing, I'm meeting so many like good, cool people that are successful and that have reached levels of success. Like I've got friends that I can call on the phone that are on TV shows and shit, right? I know actors and actresses and I know other big name podcasters and I, you know, rub shoulders with some of these big people on social media. And you know what's crazy? Every single person that I've met that is, well, not every single one, but most of them, a majority of them, I would say, are the nicest, most down to earth people. And, you know, that's just the way it is. Like the most famous person Doomy has ever met was I got to meet Hulk Hogan and I got to shake his hand. I got to go to his house, things like that. And I'll tell you what, he just shoots the shit with you. Like you're just some regular dude. Like he's some regular dude. And he is, like, that's the thing. We put these people up on this pedestal, these big crazy names and these big crazy successful people, like that they're awesome. Like, but you know, one thing that most of them have in common, they don't deal with the bullshit. They don't deal with the toxicity. They don't do it. Okay. It is something that they immediately eject from their lives and they don't want anything to do with it. They just don't. And because of that, they're able to retain that success and they're able to keep that drive, like they're able to keep that car and drive moving forward because there's nothing chained to the bumper holding them back. And that's it. Producer Scooter, I hope you enjoyed the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting out of here. I'll see you back here tomorrow with an all new Doom Daily Show. Have a great week, everybody. I know it's Monday. I know. But you got this. Weekend's on the way. Have a great day, everybody.
news, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.